It's the Larry Mueller Show. I'm Lee Rayburn, in for Larry today, and that's the Eagles. It's the Eagles, right? We're all singing along to Peaceful, Easy Feeling, but it's not the Eagles, because that's live right here in our own backyard in Wisconsin with Take It Easy, an Eagles tribute band that performs around the state. And our next guest is the vocalist and guitarist for Take It Easy, Chris Boyden. And as we talk with Chris, we invite you to the conversation. We all have our favorites, so it's your opportunity to tell us your favorite cover band and what it is that makes them so special, whether it's the band's music that they cover, or how well they cover it, whether it's the fact that the lead singer actually looks like the lead singer or their voices are right on the spot. Who's your favorite cover band around Wisconsin and why? It's time to give them a shout out this morning. And what are your questions for someone who plays live music for a living and a crowd? 800-642-1234 to join our show, 800-642-1234, or email talk@wpr.org anytime. Chris Boyden, welcome to the Larry Mueller Show.
Hey, thank you.
So I'm wondering from your perspective, as a guitarist and vocalist for Take It Easy, the Eagles tribute band in Wisconsin, what does it take to make a good tribute band, to make a great tribute band?
Well, I think that most importantly is to perform the music, respective to the original artist. Really get accurate and articulate, you know, try to make it sound like you're actually listening to the original artist, whether that be a live performance or the studio recordings. You know, second to that would be the image you want to portray. You want to look like you really come from that era. If you're playing a band from the 70s, you know, you want to look like you could have been that band from the 70s. Taking it to the extreme, if you're covering Kiss, you need to put on the makeup. You know?
Yes, you do.
Blow some stuff up.
How did Chris Boyden end up in Take It Easy, the Eagles tribute band?
Well, a friend of mine, John Harrison, called one day and said, you know, what do you think about doing a tribute to the Eagles? Well, I thought, you know, that's a tall order. A lot of vocals, a lot of guitars.
Harmonies.
The harmonies, yeah. So we dove into it and just had so much fun putting the project together that it became a mainstay for us.
Well, yeah, Chris, you've got this amazing catalog to choose from. But when you talk about what makes a good tribute band, you're talking about matching the look and the era. But the Eagles, they transcend eras. I mean, they're over generations at this point and still playing, with Vince Gill sitting in for the late Glenn Frey in Las Vegas, hosting a residency at the New Sphere right now. So how do you go over the generations from the original Take It Easy off their first album to Seven Bridges Road?
How do you bridge that?
Yeah, those generations.
I mean, it's really just a matter of studying the material and, you know, and performing it to the best of your ability. You know, try to really pull off that feel of what it would be like to actually go to an Eagles concert.
That's right, and that's why people go to tribute bands, right? Is to get that peaceful, easy feeling.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. You know? Chris, when did you first join a band? How did you get started in being a musician, which I think to some degree everybody in radio has dreamed about doing at one point or another?
Holy cow, that goes back a while. junior high school probably is the first band that we actually had together, and just going along and figuring it out. Do the best you can to figure it out. Get out there and perform. Keep practicing and keep getting yourself out.
What were some of the names do you remember some of the names of your bands back in the day?
there were many. probably one of the bigger ones was the band Quarantine. That was an early kind of a heavy-edged metal band. Mostly Water was the one that I've had together since the 80s.
Wow.
Kind of a variety group. But then, you know, about 20 years ago when we started doing the tributes, we started a tribute to the Eagles, Take It Easy, of course. Mm-hmm. Hypnotized, the music of Fleetwood Mac. We now released a Supertramp tribute.
Wow.
We've done a Leonard Skinner tribute show called Gimme Skinner. And
Freebird!
Playing Playing it, yeah, exactly. Playing it. Now we can really we can offer that when people call out "Play Freebird." We really
do. You can hit that request. That's nice, Chris.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and as you mentioned, so there is a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. There is a Supertramp tribute band, some Skynyrd as well, and this is all part of the Milwaukee-based Impact Music Group, online at impactmusic.group. So, tell us, I mean, how is it as making a living and doing as a business? You're living as a musician. You're making a living as a musician, Chris. So I got to believe that's fulfilling a dream of yours that goes all the way back to junior high.
It really is. It really is. And I feel blessed. There's so much talent in this area in Wisconsin, and, you know, people who just really believe in the arts, in entertainment, you know, in performing and celebrating each other's talents and, abilities. And that goes right along with the audience being able to fill up a theater with 600 to, 800 people and having their undivided attention. It's just really goes well beyond the financial reward.
Well, and so what's it like? Because the tribute bands, they're largely not going to be in the studio trying to recreate the music. They're on stage with a live audience trying to recreate that experience. So what's the feedback loop like between a tribute band and the audience on the other side?
Yeah, that's huge. That's probably, I mean, you touched on one of the main rewards, in my opinion, is getting up there and performing this stuff and having the audience react. And, you know, I mean, it's not music that we wrote. So there's a disconnect a little bit there with the artistic part of it, but there's the reward of they're receiving that, the work that you put in to replicate what the Eagles or Fleetwood Mac had put out. And, you know, one of my first memories is I'm going into a guitar solo and the whole front row is singing the guitar solo. You could see their heads going up and down and side to side, and you could see that they know these tunes. They know them really well, and I better get them right.
Well, exactly. The expectations are, I would imagine, a little higher than they were for quarantine. But on the other hand, I would imagine that it's a lot easier for folks to sing along to the Eagles than it was for them to sing along with quarantine.
Something that they didn't know, sure. Music that they weren't familiar with. Yeah.
So have you seen the popularity of these tribute bands growing, or has it been pretty stable? I know other touring acts have really struggled post-pandemic, that the economics are not easy, but it's always rewarding and worthwhile because of the experience of sharing your music and having that feedback loop. So what's the business of these tribute bands like, Chris?
Interestingly, post-pandemic things just took off. They really seemed to pick up in a big way. Kind of reflecting on that, about maybe 20 years ago was my first experience with the tribute scene, and that was with Elvis tribute artist Tony Rocker.
Sure.
He had the Elvis show, and I thought, well, that sounds interesting, and I joined on with guitar on that one, and it was a blast. It was really fun to be a part of the show, and then I started thinking, you know, this tribute thing dates way back into the 70s when with all the Elvis impersonators. And then over the last, I guess, just the past 10 years, it's blown up. You know, even people who are just brand new, Taylor Swift and Chris Stapleton, they have tribute artists out there doing their work and doing really well. So people are embracing the ability to go and see these performances. They're more like a play than just going out to see a band, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
So it's really quite popular, and, you know, you're just kind of seeing them pop up all over the place with different, you know, my favorite band, someone would say, is Alice in Chains. So they start a grunge or Alice in Chains, tribute, and they find their following, you know, their friends, and it just builds from there.
Do you ever hit up a tribute band just to see or compare and contrast?
Well, I think we do a bit of that. We watch and we support each other. Yeah. You know, one of my favorite things to do, and we do this a couple times a year, is to do like a tribute fest. So, you know, us and some friends of ours, and you know, maybe five or six tribute bands come together. And for me, I always say, you know, this is my opportunity to watch them, because they're playing, and I want to go see them, and they're doing well. But I'm also out playing, so I don't get a chance to see their show much. So just this past weekend, I was able to see the 52nd Street, the Billy Joel tribute, and the Taylor Swift, and Huey Lewis, and, you know, all these other tributes that we played with on that night. It was a blast.
Yeah, that sounds like a heck of a lineup. It sounds like a festival lineup. Like, you could be doing Coachella for the tribute bands.
Yeah.
Chris, you got shows coming up between now and the new year?
Well, we do. We have, if you want to catch one of our shows, of course, you can go to impactmusic.group/calendar to see our full schedule. But this weekend, the Supertramp tribute will be playing at Schenck Hall. That's November 23rd. So Schenck Hall in Milwaukee. And then coming up December 14th, you can catch the Fleetwood Mac and Eagles show. We do a Hypnotized Take It Easy double bill. So you get two for the price of one at Sharon Wilson Center in Brookfield.
All right, so you've got – what made you decide to be to try out a Supertramp tribute band? Do they have ties to the Midwest here?
You know, they do. The Supertramp came around here quite a bit, even back in the 70s. I haven't verified this yet, but I hear that one of their biggest promoters was actually from the Midwest, I believe the Northern Illinois area. So he brought them here quite a bit. Apparently they played Alpine Valley a lot. And we've gone and seen Roger Hodgson at the Pottawatomie at the Northern Lights Casino.
Sure.
A couple times, but I missed my opportunity to catch the full band.
Are there other bands that the Impact Music Group has considered creating a tribute for? I mean, Rockford's own Cheap Trick, perhaps? Or how about the Violent Femmes from Milwaukee?
Well, a couple of good ideas. I think right now we've got a pretty good roster going with the three that we have running.
Sure.
With that, and I also work for hire with Feels Like the First Time with their America's Foreigner tribute. So I got my hands pretty full right now to start up a new one, but never say never, right?
Well, let me reintroduce you. Chris Boyden is with the Impact Music Group. He is a vocalist and guitarist with Take It Easy, the Eagles tribute band, who'll be on a double bill, and I believe that was in Brookfield December 14th, Chris?
That's right.
And if you'd like to give a shout-out to your favorite tribute band, now is the time to do it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email talk@wpr.org. I mean, when I listen to the Eagles, I am hearing these perfect harmonies. I am hearing these guitar parts that I am sure took months to work out in the studio and fine-tune. In fact, that's part of the legend and the lore of the Eagles, right, is how, and Fleetwood Mac, for that matter, is how locked up they got in those studios. So how much work is this for you compared to the pleasure of the reward of playing it? How much do you have to put in to make those sounds spot on, Chris?
Oh, yeah, lots of work. You know, there's a term called woodshedding. We lock ourselves in the basement and we practice and we listen. And we, you know, I like to record myself and then listen back. Oh, I probably could do that better, you know. We have rehearsals, weekly rehearsals, where we get together and we'll do sectionals. We'll do vocals. We're just going to work on vocals today. And the four of us will get together and, you know, the Eagles call it the circle of fear. You get together and you face each other and you sing your heart out. And, you know, we go back and we listen and, oh, that's not good enough, guys. Let's try it again, you know. And each one of us holds the other accountable, which is a really nice, powerful thing that, you know, we're all listening and we're, you know, we want this to be spot on. I mean, Eagles are so great.
Yes.
They just got it together. And so if we can come close, if we got people telling us afterwards it was like being at a real Eagles show, then there's the smiles.
Yeah, is that the greatest compliment you can receive when you were, you know, playing some of the music of the greats? Is that, you know, you can close your eyes and pretty much be there from 30 years ago? What, I mean, what's the response like from your crowd?
That's spot on. You know, coming out and telling us it was like being at the real show. Mm-hmm. That, you know, it feels great. You know, people have said, "Well, you brought tears to my eyes." You know, mm-hmm. it felt so emotional, and you guys are really having fun up there and believing in it. You know, the stories. You know, people come out and say, "Oh, we saw Supertramp at Alpine Valley three times." We, you know, "Oh, I met my husband at an Eagles concert," and you know, things like that. And everybody comes out of there with something in mind that they want to share with us, and that to me is it's moving.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, it provokes
it's
a story.
To be up there performing this stuff, and that's emotional for us. But
sure.
Then to be out at the meet and greet afterwards, and seeing people that, you know, they want to come up and they want to shake your hand and they want to tell you their story. Now we know we hit home.
Yeah. Chris Boyden from the tribute band Take It Easy joining us, also taking your favorite tribute bands around Wisconsin at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Phyllis in Winona. Hi, Phyllis.
Hi there. I would like to recommend Steely Dan out of Madison. I've seen them twice, and they are awesome. They come all the backup, you know, the saxophonists and doo-wop girls and the whole thing, and I love Steely Dan, and these guys really knocked it out of the park.
That's incredible, Phyllis, because I think of Steely Dan as a very intricate, complicated musically, that, you know, different rhythms. I would think this would be almost an incredible challenge to even learn their music. But the fact that Steely Dan's doing it out of Madison, I appreciate the shout-out, Phyllis. Chris, I'll ask you, as a guitarist and singer, could you imagine learning some of the Steely Dan catalog? That would be a challenge and a half.
Really intense. Really intense stuff. Yeah.
Because it's like progressive rock, and it's not your traditional three-chord Monty that, you know, most music's built around.
Yep, prog rock at its finest.
Absolutely. Steely Dan out of Madison. I will have to look them up, close my eyes, and see how it matches up. And I appreciate the call, Phyllis. So what's next for Chris Boyden then, as you look towards the shows coming up here in Brookfield and Schenck Hall in Milwaukee? How do you plan your future with these bands, Chris?
Well, we just keep on practicing, the stuff, and we'll do the show, and then we'll look back at the recording. You know, we video the show and watch and say, what can we do different? You know, there's even something as small as there's an area of the stage that we could probably put a prop that would really, you know, deliver a message that would bring something home. For instance, the Supertramp tribute, we have a big yellow umbrella that we bring out to match their one of their album covers or a show that they did once, you know, and the lounge chair. So we actually set up a place for that, and that's all part of it too, you know. When people look and they see an album cover, you know,
yeah,
that's from that album or that show we saw. So we do a lot of that. At 2025 is full of those ideas. What can we do? Can we, you know, get the video wall? Can we, you know, get into this theater? They're bringing back this vintage theater. Let's get in there.
Yeah.
Have we been in Wausau yet? You know, so stuff like that. We just keep thinking of what we can do there and keeping it fun. We try not to take it too seriously. You know,
when you talk about it, Chris, and my first question was, what makes a successful tribute band? And as you talk about the attention to detail that goes into the harmonies, the musical parts for each instrument, even the staging and how the stage is set, it really seems to come down to the attention to detail makes that tribute band, you know, connect with that audience.
That's for sure.
Always curious about this. Hear a lot about work-life balance for people who have to go to the office from 9 to 5. But what's like work-life balance like for a guy who's got to go on stage from 9 at night until 2 in the morning?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. I did that for years and years in my youth, and I don't know. I'm currently retired from the construction industry and doing music full time. So I don't know that I could do both three.
So it works out, you know? It's just life. That's how you balance that.
I'm in five groups at the moment. So that's my trade-off, you know. But some of our guys aren't. They're in the one band, or maybe two, and that leaves time for work. And I think there's a nice balance that they have where they enjoy what they do at work, and they come home and they're, I wouldn't call it a hobby. It's very serious, but it's their release. It's, you know, it's their escape from that day to day. So
yeah, and I think everybody who plays a musical instrument on the side can relate to that. It is a release. It is an expression, and it is an opportunity to just be. I really appreciate your perspective, and I guess I had no idea that you retired from the construction industry. So how long have you been doing this music? About as long as the Eagles now?
Well, no, not quite that long yet. Not quite that long yet, but I would say if I went all the way back to my first experience with the Elvis, it would be 20 years.
Wow.
The Eagles is 10 years now, and
wow.
And Fleetwood Mac is about 5 years, and so, you know, they're just, I never even think about it, really. I just going along and trying to do the best I can and enjoy the ride.
Chris Boyden, looking forward to seeing you out and about with any number of your musical acts, and I want to thank you for sharing your experience with these tribute bands with all of us this afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You bet. Chris Boyden is with the Impact Music Group out of Milwaukee, online at impactmusic.group, where you'll find a calendar of the tribute bands, Take It Easy, the Eagles tribute band, Fleetwood Mac cover band, Supertramp cover band, and then there was the Journey cover band, too. Covered them all with our guest, Chris Boyden, and I thank him for the experience, and looking forward to checking out Steely Dan around Madison when I get a chance to see if they can match up. Now, coming up next, Lou Ray, a musician with roots in Eau Claire, joins us to take a look at the writing process, the music business, and how to break through with beautiful music, and we invite you to the conversation at 1-800-642-1234. But we'll go out with a little more Take It Easy, the Eagles tribute band. This is The Best of My Love. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Larry Mueller today on WPR News.